On SEN, your home of sport. Time on with Jack Everon.
A career full of highlights, 290 games, 169 goals, six-time All-Australian, one of the greatest big men to ever play, and played in the last time that we had an incarnation of Victoria versus the All-Stars, and he's going to be part of the All-Stars coaching panel for the game next Friday night. Dean Cox joins me tonight on Time On. Dean, welcome, and thanks for joining us on SEN.
Jack, good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Hey, a bit of an honour this one, I'd imagine, to be involved in this game.
Yeah, for sure. I think when John asked me a couple of weeks ago if I'd love to assist and help him out. I certainly jumped at it to be able to, obviously, first of all, recognise all the help and everything that happened with the devastating effect and of the bushfires, and to try and give some small part back was really appealing. And then with the opportunity to coach, obviously, some of the game's best as well, made it even more enjoyable.
Take us back to the game that you played in 2008, the centenary game, and you were part of the lineup that day. I'd imagine you had pretty strong memories from it.
Yeah, for sure. I think the best part about it was we went over throughout the first bye of the season, and we spent a week together with, obviously, players from other clubs, and you don't get to see them too often and experience how they go about their football and the preparation that they put in. And fortunately enough, got to play against Victoria and didn't get the result we were after. But, it was certainly a massive highlight of my career.
Did you learn a bit from it as well, just seeing how others go about preparing and playing?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's the good thing about it is you get an opportunity to try and just sit back and, pick their brains, but also just to, watch a little bit closer about the little things that they do and the way that they prepare and some of the little things that they take into their games as well. So no doubt the players will get that opportunity when we line up. We'll have a short training session and get into the game, but really excited to be a part of it.
Now, my understanding is that John Longmire, who's going to be on SEN tomorrow after the teams are named, my understanding is he's had a lot of people flicking him a text or just hitting him up and seeing if they can find a spot in this game. Is that right?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. I think that's the good thing about it is the players are right behind it as well. So, we wanted to make sure that you can try and get the best possible talent, and by reports, most of the players have put their hand up and they'll be a part of it.
So you're going to have some of your Sydney players. You're there now as an assistant coach, and we'll talk about the Swans in a moment. Yep. You're going to have some of your boys there. What will you tell them to take away from this game next Friday?
Oh, I think, first of all, to to experience playing with the best players on an unbelievable stage. They don't get the opportunity to do it. We don't have State of Origin anymore. And as you mentioned, 2008 was the last time we got the opportunity to do it. So first of all, just enjoy the moment, and obviously the devastation that came with the bushfire certainly affected a lot of the Sydney people as well, and they were touched by the efforts that the firefighters put in, but also the devastation of communities. So it's a great opportunity to raise money for that and do our small part.
Dean Cox joining me tonight on SEN. I read an article, really good article yesterday. I really enjoyed it. Mark Robinson wrote in the Herald Sun in Melbourne about John Longmire and his decision to stay at the club and re-sign when there were offers from North Melbourne. And a lot of the article was based on Sydney as a club, and not just a sporting team, but as a club and that environment. You've been with the club for a couple of years now. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I think when I first got the opportunity to talk to Sydney and obviously try and develop my coaching career as well, I jumped at the opportunity. I think, from afar, what the club stands for, certainly was nothing compared to what it was like when I got inside the inner sanctum of it, and the way that they operate and the work they do for one another. And, it's a pretty tough environment to get into up here, obviously, with the rugby taking a stronghold. But, the time and effort that they put in and what they stand for from the past and what the Bloods have done before them and what they continue to do now is really appealing. And know, I suppose John's been a massive part of that as well.
Before you came to Sydney, did you know that it was the way that it was? You would have heard about it like we all have, but did you know that it was so family-centric like it is?
I probably had brief snippets of it. And, you know, I think one thing as well is when your majority of your list is from interstate, you know, the opportunity to try and make them feel as welcome as they possibly can and know that they're going to be in a club that always strives for success. That's probably one of the things that the players enjoy the most. And unfortunately, last year wasn't a part of it, but we need to bounce back really quickly.
You've got a couple of different responsibilities with the Swans this year. I'll ask you about both. Firstly, your ruck department. Callum Sinclair, I read last week, is having a really good pre-season. Will he be the man to shoulder a lot of that ruck responsibility for you in 2020?
Yeah, I think Callum over the past couple of years has done that with Sam's injury after the ACL. So, you know, he's been doing training all pre-season, which has been really good. He had shoulder surgery after about round 15 last year, and he came back at the start of pre-season and was able to compete in the running and the ball work. So he's probably the first. And then Sam Naismith, it's good to have him back. You know, he's a genuine tap ruckman that we've probably missed at times throughout the last couple of years. And, you know, he's got through all his training so far and played a little bit of match sim the past couple of weeks. So hopefully he can build some time over the next couple of March series games and put his case forward to round one as well.
It almost feels like Sam Naismith's been forgotten about, Coxie. I mean, you would see him every day, but we've barely seen him in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I've yet to see it. As soon as I got to the footy club, I had a couple of months with him and then unfortunately did his knee early in Feb. And he played about four or five games in the knee full last year. Obviously, finals were out for us and it was about him getting back and playing just some consistent footy at any level. He got through all that and he's been doing all the training so far. So hopefully his body stands up.
And then the other part of your brief is game strategy. And that to me is something that I don't know if you ever fully get a handle on the way that the game's going to be played. Is there something that as footy fans we should be having a look out for this year in the style or the way that footy might be played?
No, I'm not sure. I think it always continues to evolve and, you know, the opportunity to be able to certainly look into the way that we play footy, obviously with and without the ball as well, has been, you know, a big part of the summer so far. And the way we train to try and certainly get the ball more in our front half, keep it in there and give ourselves opportunity to score off sort of some repeat entries was probably something that we lacked in 2019. So, yeah, there's obviously a lot of methods between whether, you know, what you want to do with and without the ball, but we just want to make sure that we're really consistent across that. And we have an 18-man defence that can really try and squeeze the ball in our front half and get turnovers in dangerous spots. So I think that's been pretty high on most people, is trying to turn the ball over as close to goal as possible.
Well, the teams are announced tomorrow, just after midday, as I say. You'll hear that on SEN, the announcement of the Victorian team and the All-Star team. Dean Cox will be a part of it for the All-Stars with the coaching panel. Dean, thanks for joining me tonight, and it's going to be a fantastic week next week. So enjoy it, and thanks for the chat.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jack.
Dean Cox, assistant coach at the Sydney Swans and on the panel for the All-Stars. Even for Dean, who's accomplished so much in his footy career, that would be a big honour to be involved in that one. 1300 736 736. That's been the theme of the hour here on Time On.